talking with the Lord about casting cares upon God, for He cares for us, immediately brought to my mind the illustration of casting, fishing, casting, and remembering when I was a child, and the first thing that I ever fished was like a bamboo pole. And the bamboo pole for the little kid was a shorter pole and had a shorter string. You had to about stand in the water to get the string into the water. But it was safer because it didn't get as tangled, you know. As you graduate a little bit, maybe you get a little bit longer string, but there's something about a longer string, there's more room for it to tangle. You go to try to cast it, you might have it in the tree, you might have it on your pants, you might have it on the person standing next to you. And then the graduation came to the rod and the reel. More string. Anybody ever use one of those reels? You have to keep your thumb on it just right, throw it out just right. Anybody that ever used one of those that never had a backlash? Oh, you need to get one and use it, John. Yeah, you were the kid that had everything. You didn't. You know, I'm just kidding.
You didn't have a backlash. You never.
Okay. You didn't have. I thought you said you never had a backlash. I stand corrected. John had a backlash. Yes. I tell you, one of those things were the most. I never went fishing with one, but when I did have a backlash, I doubt that I ever continued fishing. After I finally got the backlash undone. I can remember having those that still had the backlash and you're still trying to untie the thing, and I can remember cutting a lot of string and just putting it back in. But you know, it had potential because it could go further, but it made a mess and you had to cast just right. And then came the Zen goal. You know? The Zen goal, hold the button down, let the button go at the right time, and out goes your line. And those you can get pretty confident with, but even the Zen goal could have problems. Even the Zen goal, he ended up screwing the top off and figuring out why the string was all messed up and wanting to throw the Zen goal hook, line, and sinker into the water. But it was good for a time, but there were those times when you let go of the button at the wrong time, and there was the string going the wrong way, and invariably caught in the wrong place, you know? The casting was very, very, very important, though. You know? It was, nothing like a good cast. Get it way out there, and you have to reel back in. You don't catch anything, you want to put it somewhere else. But, you know, the cast, you want to be able to do an impressive cast. But as I thought about this, I thought, you know something? The best cast is those guys that are out there deep sea fishing. There's no throwing to it. Just let it drop. Let it sink. The currents will take it. When we went halibut fishing, we never casted anything. We let the angle liner carry it to the bottom. And the string goes through angle liner is not what real people use, but that's what we use them. It worked good. But, you know, you just drop it in and it goes down. There wasn't any casting to it. You just drop it in. And I think that when it comes to casting our cares upon God, that's the kind of casting we need to do. Because when we're young in the Lord and we hear about casting your cares upon God, and we start out with a little bamboo pole, you know, it's got a short string. We don't cast the stuff very far. In fact, we can still see the cares on the end of the string. And we can all pick them up anytime we want to investigate them. And maybe we stick with the bamboo pole because it's simple and we get more string, but the string is not enough. Sometimes our cares get knotted up on us. It's just something, and the enemy convinces us that you just can't be loose of that. That there is no freedom from that. It's a knot, it's that knot from hell, that knot that you just can't get untied. And then it convinces us that it's impossible to do that. Or we get the one where we get so we can throw it out further, and we're using the reel, and we got the thumb, and we're casting it real good. We're catching on to it real good. We're catching on to how the Word of God works real good, and then backlash. We cast the care, and four more come at us, and everything is knotted up, and a little bit of discouragement sets in, and the enemy is always seeking whom he may devour. Maybe we struggle our way through that. Maybe because the string is visible, we can cut that out and throw it away and tie tie ourselves back up and we're still going. And then we graduate to the big time, to the Zen goal, and now we're just automatic casting. We became so good that we could just automatically do it, and everything's working just good. And then, for some unknown reason, how could it be possible it fails?